ABC Radio Australia.
The New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has called on Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison to provide Kiwis living in Australia welfare assistance during the coronavirus pandemic. In Australia, welfare or unemployment benefits are delivered through our Department of Health and Human Services, and it's more commonly known as Centrelink. Now, I used to work at Centrelink, so I know that it can be a difficult time for people to access the services at the best of times. But during this global pandemic where hundreds of thousands of Australians have lost their jobs, I cannot even imagine. But around 630,000 New Zealanders who live in Australia and those who arrived after February 2001, about half according to the New Zealand Herald, are not eligible for welfare payments. So some who have been in Australia for decades, who have lost their job, now can't get financial aid. A petition is circulating demanding that New Zealand citizens living in Australia get access to full Centrelink benefits during the COVID-19 crisis, and it's already received 100,000 signatures. The person behind the petition is Alex Robinson. He is a New Zealand resident living and working here in Australia. And the other day, he got a call from his boss saying that there was no more work for him. Alex spoke to reporter Marla Dabadi about his situation and what he hopes this petition can change.
Basically, I found myself unemployed right now, and I've got lots of friends and family and other people that are finding themselves in the same situation. So I started the petition because I wanted to do something constructive and try and put this negative energy into something positive rather than, sitting around twiddling my thumbs, complaining about things. I wanted to do something proactive.
So what is the situation like for you and your family at the moment?
Okay, so for us personally, we've ended up in a bit of a... it's been quite awkward, to be honest. So my mum came over from New Zealand about a month and a half ago to help support my sister-in-law, who's just been diagnosed with cancer, so that my brother could keep going to work. And then when the virus and stuff started to escalate and they banned the cruise ships, I was working down in Tasmania in tourism retail, and I lost my job because no cruise ships, no customers, no money, can't pay me. And I was just a casual employee, so I was walking to work and I got a text message on my way to work, no notice, just, hey, Alex, don't bother coming in. There's no job for you anymore. So I was luckily enough that my boss agreed to pay me for that week of wages. He didn't have to because I was a casual employee, but he paid me anyway. And I used that money to get back to Queensland so that I could be closer with my family and that kind of thing. So what we've found ourselves in at the moment is a situation that we completely obviously couldn't prepare for, and pretty much everybody in the world is in the same boat, I think. We already didn't have a lot of money, and then suddenly we've got no job and there's no safety net. There's no obvious support. I mean, I've got Medicare because I've been here for a couple of years, but my mum doesn't. We don't have children or anything, so we can't get family assistance, and mum's not retired, so she can't get a pension or anything like that. And unfortunately, since 2001, the Australian government stopped allowing New Zealanders access to Centrelink, despite the fact that New Zealand still offers full support to Australian citizens if Australian citizens go over to New Zealand. And up until recently, it hadn't really bothered me a great deal. I knew the lay of the land before I came over here. I knew that if I didn't have an income, I would have to find a creative way of supporting myself. And that was fine when those options were available. In this current climate, though, I'm finding it really difficult to find a job. I've never found it difficult to find work before, and I'm finding it incredibly difficult now. And then my mum, unfortunately, she's a bit older, she's a bit more vulnerable. She can't just go and get a job because she's physically not able to do a lot of things. And so she's come over really to be a babysitter to support my sister-in-law as she goes through her treatments and things for the cancer, and to support my brother so he doesn't have to stop working. And so now she's found herself in a situation where she doesn't have a job. Rebecca's lost her job because of the cancer. My brother's the only one that's working and making money trying to support everyone. And unfortunately, even though he does have an okay pay, he can't support everyone. Mm. And I mean, if you look at the petition, you can see hundreds and thousands of comments of people that are in the same situation. Some people have been here for 14 years and still can't get any support. And to me, that it feels a bit crazy, just given the situation. Mm-hmm. You know, like, for me, like, all I'm asking for is help right now during this outbreak. And then if something happens afterwards, we'll bonus. But now all we want is to get through this crisis.
And talking specifically about the petition itself, what are you calling for? What does the petition actually want in sort of a quantifiable way?
Okay, so basically what we want is just to recognise the Anzac spirit and to support the New Zealanders that can't just go home. So we've got families and we're part of communities who can't just go home. And all we want is to be able to cover our rent, buy food, pay for our essential stuff, just like you would if you became unemployed and you went on to, what is it called, New Start or something like that. You know, you just get that little social net until you picked yourself back up. That's all we're asking for. It's just something really simple. Doesn't have to be the full gambit that every Australian citizen gets, just enough so that we can survive.
And what do you think is the likelihood that something will come out of this petition? Like you said, it's garnered a lot of attention, but do you think something will come out of it?
My hope is that it will. It's certainly drawing a lot of attention to the plight that we find ourselves in. And you can't, one of the big comments I've had from people is, you know, why don't you just get citizenship? Well, you can't just go and get citizenship. There's a whole process that you have to go through. Mm-hmm. And it's not an overnight thing. It takes years to go through that process. And so it's not practical, and nor was it necessary. I mean, if worst case scenario, we could just get a cheap flight and go back home. But we can't do that now. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that it brings attention to the situation, and that we can invoke that Anzac spirit. We've always had each other's backs. You know, we fought wars together. When we had those massive forest fires, we sent firefighters over here and so forth. And same with New Zealand when they had their fires, Australians went over and helped with that. And, you know, we're kind of like a family, you know, big brother, little brother kind of thing. And for the most part, I think, you know, the two nations work really well together. And we're just asking just for that basic support, or even for the two governments to work together so that the New Zealand government can support us. But either way, something has to happen.